Shalom, 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 brethren in Yahushua HaMashiach. Today is Thursday, the 6th of July, 2023. And that is on the Roman Gregorian calendar as per Daniel chapter 7, verse 25. And on the Hebrew calendar, which is the Creator's calendar, today is Tammuz 17. The 17th day of Tammuz is a very important day on the Creator's calendar every year because it marks the anniversary of Exodus 32, the construction of the and worship of the golden calf. And also it marks the beginning of the 3 weeks of mourning. Sorry for the background noise. So it marks the beginning of the 3 weeks of mourning in Israel. The reason why it is to be acknowledged, it's because it's a time of great temptation by the devil to lure the children of Israel into all kinds of sin that can make Yahweh, God the Father, also known as Yahweh, to release serious judgments against his people. And the devil knows that if Yahweh were to decide to annihilate the children of Israel completely from the face of the earth would be in total destruction. The rest of mankind would also be destroyed and most likely end up in hellfire for eternity, which is his goal. It's the devil's goal. He feels like because he fell, he chose to fall, mankind to the image of Yahweh should fall with him and join him in the place of destruction for eternity. Now we have to be vigilant with the help of Yah to help us overcome the temptations of the enemy, because the manner in which they come is full of surprises. I mean, just when you think you know it all, you might be really surprised. And the interesting thing is, this week we are reading the Torah portion Pinchas. I shared at the beginning of this month on Rosh Kodesh, the New Moon Festival, also known as Fast Fruits, also known as the Head of the Month. I shared that this is the month in which the theme of rebellion, stubbornness, disobedience is very much at the core of the season, basically. And we need to look out for these attributes, these aspects of our lives, and cry out to Abba Yahweh for forgiveness and also for empowerment against these themes of disobedience, of stubbornness, of rebellion. Because First Samuel, I forget the chapter, so I'm going to check it out now. In 1 Samuel, it talks about rebellion being as witchcraft. 1 Samuel 15:23 says, "For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry." For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. One more time. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Brethren in Yahushua HaMashiach, may Yahweh empower us to overcome every temptation of the enemy, both this season and even afterwards, in the mighty name of Yahushua HaMashiach. And may Yahweh give us discernment. May he cause us to discern the traps of the enemy, that we may be able to avoid them in the mighty name of Yahushua HaMashiach. For on this day, the 17th of Tammuz, many years later at the Mount Sinai, which is also known as Mount Horeb, the mountain where Yahweh met with Elijah and Moses, whose anointing will be inside of the two witnesses of Revelation 11 and Zechariah chapter 4. Malibo riba kayelebo sita yandarababo shandarababosa. Father, we give you praise in Yahushua's name. Amen. That at that mountain, the devil conjured up an image, a fake image, which is known as an illusion, of a bear in the sky. The devil used the sky to draw a painting that the Israelites could see. And the image that he drew was that of a bear, B-I-E-R, which is like a bed with wheels in this day and age. But also in the other day and age, they used it to carry dead bodies. Or people, it was like a sick bed, a death bed. So the devil drew an image of a bear in the sky, B-I-E-R. And on that bear, he placed the body of Moses. A conjured up body of Moses. So that he could make the children of Israel to believe that Moses had died, so that they continue to feel wary and give up on waiting for Moshe or Moses while he was in the heavens receiving the tablets of sapphire stone that bore the handwriting of the Most High God Yahweh, which was the Torah that had been revealed to them 40 days earlier on. So on Shavuot, also known in English as weeks, and in Greek Pentecost, Shavuot Pentecost, which is the sixth day of the Hebrew month called Sivan, the third month of the year, as per Exodus chapter 12, 1 to 2. The children of Israel on Mount Sinai received the revelation of the Torah. They did not receive the tablets on that day. The tablets were to be given to them on the 40th day after that. Hallelujah. Now, when the devil found out that the tablets of stone had been completed and ready to hand to the children of Israel, as Moshe began to make his way down through from the seventh heaven to the first heavens and all the way down to the earth, the devil came down to the earth and conjured up that image in the sky in order to create confusion among the Israelites and cause them to take a step that led to their downfall, that led to weakness. Basically, they had been transformed to the perfect state that Adam was in the Garden of Eden before the fall of man, when they were receiving the Torah and before they received the Torah, or in the days leading up to the receiving of the Torah. But after the sin of the golden calf, they returned to the fallen state and thus lost their sovereignty over death. And also they were to study the Torah in much hardship and persecution. There were other things that came up, which I've kind of forgotten. I've not had a chance to write notes. But the other thing is they lost their robe of royalty, which is described in the legends of the Jews as having been purple. And we all know that purple comes as a result of blue mixed with red. Blue is significant of the revelation of Yah and the word of Yah. And red is significant of the blood of Yahushua HaMashiach, which speaks of deliverance. Remember that his word brings deliverance into our lives, because his word is powerful and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to piercing deep, and divides the thoughts and intentions of the heart. It divides the bone from marrow, and I've forgotten what else, but that's what I'm paraphrasing basically what Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12 says. So when you combine blue, which represents the word of Yah and the revelation of Yah, hallelujah, with red, which represents the blood of Yahushua, you get a very powerful, should I say, you get powerfulness, which means purple speaks of powerfulness. When we say we are the royal priesthood of Yahweh, it means, and Yahushua HaMashiach, it means that we are really powerful. It means Yahweh has given us the sovereignty that we lost in the Garden of Eden. Sovereignty over the devil, sovereignty over this world, sovereignty over the flesh. I'm going to be using that word a lot in the teachings going forward, because Yahweh has just taught us recently through someone that we are sovereigns. We are not called to be citizens. We are sovereigns. Hallelujah. Praise be to the Most High God. Yeah. Hallelujah. So I just thought I should do an audio in which I should highlight the importance of acknowledging this day, the 17th of Tammuz, and why the Orthodox Jews honor this day every year by going to the prayer places of prayer. I'll not call them synagogues, because that word came from Rome. I know that over time, the Orthodox Jews have named their places of worship synagogues, but in actual fact, I will call them mini temples, or I'll call them tabernacles, or shul, S-H-U-L, because the word synagogue is associated more with the devil. And you can see that Yahweh does not use it anywhere in the Old Testament when making reference to his house of worship. And neither do you see the word church, which is ecclesia in the Greek, I think. You don't see, or in the Latin, you don't see that word in the New Testament either. It is a word that was added by the Romans when they were translating the Holy Biblical Scriptures. Hallelujah. No, so this is the month in which to be very, very aware of the visions that we have, the dreams and visions, and be extremely prayerful, constantly cancel that which the enemy is programming into our lives, and welcome that which Yahweh is assigning to our lives. Hallelujah. There are many people who have everybody has a battle of their own in their lives. You need to acknowledge the battle that is confronting you the most and be extremely vigilant this month, because the devil is hard at work. As 1 Peter 5:8 says, he is roaring around like a roaring lion. He is prowling around like a roaring lion, seeking whom to devour. So First Samuel 15:23 once again says, "For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry." For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. May Yahweh, Malibori Kabashandarababosa, may Abba Yahweh in his infinite mercy, hallelujah, Liboriba Shandarababosa, may Abba Yahweh in his mercy uproot and destroy every trace, every seed, every fruit of rebellion, of witchcraft, of stubbornness, of iniquity, of idolatry in our hearts, in the foundations of our lives, in our homes, in every area of our lives, in the mighty name of Yahushua HaMashiach. Amen. If you notice well, every Torah portion we are reading this month has a trace of rebellion. It has a trace of stubbornness. May Abba Yahweh help us. You see that the devil continually incites evil in the hearts and minds of people to cause them to do evil against other people. And sometimes when the devil incites one person, that other person looks for other people to join them to do that evil. The devil knows how to wear people as garments and then use that to attack the people of Yah. May Abba Yahweh have mercy on us and empower us. Maliboriba kashandarababosa. In the mighty name of Yahushua HaMashiach, Abba Yahweh, give us the zeal that Pinchas, also known as Phinehas, had to overcome the wiles of the enemy. In the mighty name of Yahushua HaMashiach, Abba Yahweh, give us the boldness that Elijah had to face the prophets of Baal, to face Jezebel, to face King Ahab, Masikaribo Shandarababosa. In the mighty name of Yahushua HaMashiach, Abba Yahweh, empower us to be able to call down your holy fire, to destroy every form of idolatry, disobedience, stubbornness, and trap of the enemy in our lives. In the mighty name of Yahushua HaMashiach, let your holy fire surround us and go before us and be at our back and be on our sides and above us in the name of Yahushua HaMashiach. Let your holy fire go forth and burn up all our enemies round that are not willing to humble themselves before you and repent, and they are bent on making our lives a misery for the rest of our lives on this earth. Hallelujah. 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 Let's sing this song. Oh Yah, who created mountains of those days, and to you we give all our praise. Oh Yah, who created mountains all those days, and to you we give all of our praise. Who on earth be lifted high than our heavenly Father? Who on earth will I give All my praises to who on earth be lifted up than our heavenly Father. Who on earth will I give all my praises to? Who on earth be lifted high than our heavenly Father? Who on earth will I give all my praises to? O Lord, who created mountains of those days, and to you I give all of my praise. O Yah, who created mountains of those days, unto you I give all of my praise. O Yah, who created mountains of those days, unto you we give all of our praise. Who on earth be lifted high than our heavenly Father? Who on earth will I give all my praises to? O Yah, who created mountains of those days, unto you will I give all my praise, and to you will I give all my praise, and to you will I give all my praise. Malakayala boso korabashikerebo sitayanda rababosa. Mashikarabore mataili bori kabashi terebosa. Ribo sekerebo rimakayala bashandara babosa. Ribo sokorobo shandara babosi kayanda. Abba Yahweh, we give you praise, we give you glory and honor, for there is none like you. There is none like you, O Abba Yahweh. Forgive us for our idolatry. Forgive us for putting other things and people before you. O Abba Yahweh, you say in the Ten Commandments that you are a jealous God. We should put none before you. Abba Yahweh, we acknowledge that you are the only true God. Mali koriba shanda. For those among the body of Yahushua HaMashiach who have lost their first love for you, O Abba Yahweh, have mercy upon them and restore their first love for you. Karamasi keleso toraka bashanda. Abba Yahweh, libokora mashanda rabakaya rabashanda. Have mercy on us, O Abba Yahweh. Have mercy upon us, O Abba Yahweh. Be gracious to us. Strengthen us, Lord, and build the walls that have been broken in our lives. For this is the season of mourning, because Nebuchadnezzar finally gained access to Jerusalem and the temple and broke them down and carried the people of Israel into captivity, into exile for 70 years. But it's also a time of rebuilding the walls, a time of Nehemiah and Ezra, a time of restoration, a time of turning our mourning into dancing. As you say in Psalm 30, Masika yelebo ramasika yandarababosa. Oh Abba Yahweh, have mercy upon the body of Yahushua HaMashiach. Have mercy upon Israel. Labose keleba rikabashandarababosa. Rikabashetelebo sika yandarababosa. Likori bashandarababosa. Likorebo sika yanda. Rikoshetayelebo sita yandarababosa. Have mercy upon us, Lord. Help us to guard our hearts against the evil that the enemy tries to put into it. Oh, Abba Yahweh, libo riba shanda. Let every portal of the enemy in our lives to bring more evil be closed by, be sealed by the blood of Yahushua HaMashiach. In the mighty name of Yahushua HaMashiach. Abba Yahweh, have mercy. Have mercy upon us this day for the worship of the golden calf, for idolatry of every kind that is operating in our lives, in our homes. Oh, Abba Yahweh, have mercy. Have mercy upon our children. Have mercy upon our spouses, Lord. Have mercy upon our businesses, upon our ministries that you have given unto us. Have mercy upon our careers, Lord. Have mercy upon our sources of income. Have mercy, Abba Yahweh. Let your mercy be made manifest in our lives, Abba Yahweh. Masi karibo shandarababosa. Father, do not allow the enemy to deceive us successfully. Do not allow the enemy, Lord, to have the upper hand over us, Abba Yahweh. Masi karibo shika yandarababosi kerebobo sita yanda. Abba Yahweh, libo koraba shandarababosa. Let your Shekinah glory be made manifest in our lives, O Abba Yahweh. Let your Shekinah glory not depart from us. Let your Shekinah glory be made manifest in our lives, Abba Yahweh. Let your Shekinah glory destroy every darkness in our lives. Let your Shekinah glory strengthen us. Let your Shekinah glory empower us. Let your Shekinah glory help us in the name of Yahushua HaMashiach. Abba Yahweh, we need your help. We need your strength. We need your empowerment. Oh, Abba Yahweh, intervene for your glory in the mighty name of Yahushua HaMashiach. Father, have your way. Father, have your way. Father, have your way in the name of Yahushua HaMashiach. Father, have your way. Mandarabosi kerebo shandarababosa. Father, have your way. Let your Shekinah glory. Let your Shekinah glory, Abba Yahweh. Mandaraboshi karaboso korababa shanda. Likoraba shandarababosa. Manderebo shandarababosi kayanda. Manderebobo shandarababosa. Masikaraba shandarababoso koraba shandarababosa. Mandorobobo shileboso korama mama 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 mama. Rimoso koriba shike andarababosa. Oh Abba Yahweh, we thank you. We give you glory and honor for hearing our prayers. For answering our prayers, Lord, we give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise, Abba Yahweh. We give you praise, Abba Yahweh. Blessed be your holy name. In the mighty name of Yahushua HaMashiach, we have prayed all this. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Rimaba, rikaba shandarababosika yandarababosa. Okay, I need to stop here for now, brethren. I'll continue in the next audio. In the name of Yahushua HaMashiach, we have prayed all this. Amen. Shalom. And this is Sister Perpetua Shulamit of Yahushua HaMashiach, the Chief Cornerstone Ministry. Shalom, brethren.